Dear friends, good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, we have a practice with the mantra Wu. And the practice tonight is going to be a little different. We're going to start immediately with a relaxation of the body. And as we do that, I'm going to invite you to assume, of course, a very comfortable posture. I will leave it up to your discretion if you want to remain seated, whether it is sitting comfortably on a chair or if you would like to assume the lotus posture. You're also welcome to assume the posture on your back, the corpse posture, and if not, the five-pointed star. As we relax our physical body, we are then going to keep our eyes closed and focus on our breathing. And I'm going to share with you tonight an excerpt from one of Samael Aumbeor's works titled The Buddha's Necklace. We're going to listen to the story of the Chinese master Wu Wen. With this story, we're going to transition into the exercise of meditation. And after a while, I will bring you back and we will complete the practice for the night. So to go ahead and get started, let's start by closing our eyes. By now, most of you have some good incense, whether frankincense or myrrh, or perhaps the perfume of your zodiac burning. I will invite you to assume that posture that is most comfortable for you. And as we do this, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. One, two. One, two. One, two. And let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. If there's anything that feels uncomfortable, anything that feels too tight, too hot, anything that may be taking away from your attention, let's go ahead and take care of that. The rest of us, we continue focused in our breathing. In one, two, and let's go ahead and focus on our emotional state. It is possible that some of you may feel a little excited being here today for this practice. Some others may feel a little content. Others perhaps may be a little indifferent. Well, there also must be others who are still experiencing the lingering effects of the challenges that they experience today. Those residual effects, they could be associated with frustrations, anger, uncertainties, fears. And yet there may be also some of us who may be going through some challenges in our lives that have led us to that condition where we are simply raising our arms and just saying, this is just too much. If that is your case, I will invite you to not give up yet. Not just yet. Because it is important that we learn that we need to create a very stable emotional foundation. We must learn to adapt to the changing circumstances. We must allow certain things to flow without us just putting any resistance, setting any objections. And of course, we need to learn to control our inferior emotions. And all of this points in the direction of learning how to suffer. But on the other hand, we also need to learn how to celebrate. And because we know that all of these emotions, they come and go, like the swing of the pendulum, we know that all these emotions will pass. If today we're happy, we know that tomorrow will be sad. If today we're sad, you know that tomorrow will bring its brighter moments. And knowing this, we are able to stand at the center of the circle of Tao, in a place of serenity where we can be grateful and express gratitude for whatever emotion we have been experiencing. At the center of the circle, wherever we contemplate, we can see opposites to our left and our right, before us and behind us. And what we should experience at the very center of the circle is plain satisfaction, gratitude for the new opportunity. Let's take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And as we exhale, allow your body to sink just a little deeper onto that surface. As we are making ourselves ready to start, we want to deliberately minimize any external distractions. And to do so, we can prepare our area with a magical circle. The circle of protection is always very useful. Every time we meditate, every time that we make ourselves ready for any kind of superior practice, any kind of superior work, and we can start this by chanting the mantra, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vayavaya Swaha. We say that again, Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopihana Vayavaya Swaha. Let's say that again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopihana Vayavaya Swaha. Chanting this mantra materializes a flaming star around us. Any tenebrous entity, any elementaries that may be around us, things that have very high affinity with our own psychological aggregates, they immediately locate themselves outside of the circle. And if you were to use your faculty of objective imagination, with your eyes closed as you allow yourself to look up, you would not be surprised to see the star shining on you. And for this, we express great gratitude. And we are grateful to our innermost for this new moment. To create then the magical circle around us, we chant the mantra, Elion Melion Tetragrammaton. We say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we are here humbly at your presence, asking of you, begging of you with our soul and our heart for your contribution. We offer ourselves, Father, as a fine and delicate instrument at your service, so that you may officiate in this practice. So that you may be the one singing the mantra Wu. So that you may lead us into reaching a condition of the silence and the quietness of the mind. So that you may grant us with your grace of experiencing the illuminating void. We ask of you to officiate, and we ask of this in your holy name. So be it. And in our comfortable posture, let's bring the attention of our consciousness to our toes. And let's allow this attention of the consciousness to gradually shift from one location in the body to the next one. So we bring that attention to our toes, the soles of our feet, our heels, ankles, our shins and our calves, all the way up to our knees. And we notice that without any effort, we immediately experience that very peculiar softness that comes with a deep state of relaxation. We bring our attention back onto our knees. And we focus on the backside of our legs. On our inner thighs. The top of our thighs. And we just allow that attention of the consciousness to continue moving upwards. From our knees, through our thighs, our glutes, our creative organs, and our hips. And as we allow that gentle softness to inundate every tissue, every ligament, every tendon, every muscle of our legs, we once again focus in our breathing. And we make an effort to breathe in through the nose and breathing out through the nose. We bring the attention of our consciousness to the very base of our spine. And as we continue moving upwards, vertebra by vertebra, we allow that relaxation to continue growing into our lower back, our lower abdomen, our solar plexus, our diaphragm, and our stomach. We focus once again on our breath and notice how at this moment the exhalations become a little bit deeper. The exercise of breathing becomes so much more effortless. And we experience this with satisfaction. Because thus far, this relaxation is perfect. We bring the attention of our consciousness back to the middle of our spine. And we slowly allow it to grow onto that space in between our shoulder blades. And we relax our heart, our lungs, and as we do this, we notice how that relaxation continues to expand up our back as it reaches the shoulders. And from there, it projects itself to the elbows, the wrists, our hands, our fingers. And as you bring your attention to your body, you can see how now it is all of your physical body what is inundated with this gentle softness, with this gentle vibration that comes with a deep state of relaxation. And we know that in this exercise, we are empowering our consciousness to operate. We're willingly setting aside our desires, our ambitions, And we're doing this consciously. Be certain that if at any moment you needed to get out of this state of relaxation, you could do so at your own will. But also know that if for one reason or another you lost your relaxation, you can always invoke of your innermost and ask your innermost to bring back this relaxation onto your body. And you can do this today or in the upcoming days. We continue to empower the attention of our consciousness, and we deliberately focus in that space at the base of our head. At that space in our neck, where the neck and the head come together. As we focus on this space and behind our ears. We can immediately perceive that gentle warmth that comes with relaxation. And we can feel it expand from that space at the base of our skull, upwards throughout all of our scalp, and we can relax our tongue and our jaw. We may relax our lips, our eyes, our eyelids. We relax the muscles of our forehead. And we allow that relaxation to continue expanding itself all the way up to the very crown of our head. Make yourself aware of this state of relaxation. This is the natural state in which we should be. This state of relaxation allows us to listen well to the voice of our innermost. It allows us to disconnect from the mechanical movement, the law of the pendulum. And in this state of relaxation, listen to the story of the Chinese master Wu Wen. Wu Wen started with his practices of meditation on the direction of Master Tu Wen. And his very first work of meditation was done using a mysterious phrase that read, "It is not the mind, it is not the Buddha, it is nothing." Sitting in the lotus posture, Wu Wen would concentrate his mind on this phrase, trying to comprehend what it meant. But this enigmatic phrase is very difficult to comprehend. And as he meditated on it, with the sole purpose of experimenting the truth that was hidden behind each and every one of those words, it is true that the mind falls defeated. It stops projecting and it becomes quiet and silent. Master Wu Wang was fortunate enough to find himself with Yong Feng and Yuan Sha and some other of their brothers, and they all were committed on working intensely to achieve the illumination. So after some time, Wu Wen went to visit Master Huai Shi, who taught him to meditate with the sacred mantra Wu. This is a mantra that you will sing mentally. In every instance, singing the letter U twice, elongating the sound of each vowel, and replicating with it the sound of the hurricane as the wind is howling along the mountainside. We chant this mantra mentally when we are meditating, and we do this with the purpose of reaching the quietness and the silence of the mind. And we can do this whenever we need to empty the mind of all kinds of thoughts, of desires, of memories, of worries. Master Wu Wen continued, and then he got to Xianglu, where he practiced meditation with one of his friends who was also longing for that final illumination. And when Wu Wen met Xing, Xing asked him, "It's been 6 or 7 years since you have been practicing. What have you come to understand?" And Wu Wen answered, "Every day I get this feeling that there is nothing in my mind." And Samael says that was a very wise answer. Wu Wen was realizing that there was nothing in his mind. His mind was starting to become empty. The battle of the opposites was coming to an end. And his work continues marvelously, but there was still something missing. And his friend Xing told him, "You can practice very well within the calmness, but you lose the practice within the activity." And this made Wu Wen very uncomfortable, because he knew that that was one of his weak points. Being able to have a quiet mind and silent, empty of all thoughts, even when we're hungry, when we're thirsty, when the mosquitoes are stinging, when there are people walking around us, something very difficult. And this is what Wu Wen was missing. He could practice very well within calmness, but he was not able to sustain the practice within the activity the moment that he was distracted with those inconveniences. "So what do I do?" said Wu Wen. And Xing said, "Haven't you ever heard what Xun Lao Tse says? If you need to understand this, you must face south and contemplate the Little Dipper." These were mysterious words. They were very difficult to understand. And after saying this, Xing left. So Wu Wen remained very worried, and he abandoned the practice with the mantra Wu for a week, and he just focused his mind seeking to understand what was it that Xing meant with this thing of face south and contemplate the Little Dipper. And he came to understand this only when the monks that were together with him at the meditation hall walked out of the room to go have dinner. Because Wu Wen stayed behind, and he continued with his meditation, and he forgot about dinner. Dinner time came along, and because he kept meditating, because he did not even realize that the time to go eat was there, was something very decisive, because then he understood the meaning of meditating within the activity. And Wu Wang says that at that moment his mind became bright, empty, light, transparent. All of his human thoughts broke apart, and they scattered like flakes of dry skin. And he felt that he fell within the depth of the emptiness. Sometime later, when he came back to his body, he came to realize that he was sweating profusely. And that is when he understood this thing of contemplating the little dipper while you're facing south. He realized that this meant that we have to face our hunger, the noise around us, all distractions that would otherwise be a distraction to a good meditation. Later on, he came back and paid a visit again to his friend Xin, and he was able to answer all of the questions that Xin threw at him. However, Wong was still not ready to take the big leap forward. And after some time, Wu Wen went to visit another one of his friends, Yin Xiang, in the mountains, so that he could spend the summer. And while he was there, the mosquitoes were biting him terribly, with no mercy. But he had already learned to face the Little Dipper, all the obstacles, the inconveniences, and he thought, if the ancients were able to sacrifice their bodies for Dharma, why would I be afraid of mosquitoes? And he patiently tolerated every sting. And as he did this, he closed his fists, he tightened his lips, and he concentrated his mind in the mantra Wu. Wu Wen chanted the mantra Wu, and with that Yu, he imitated the sound of the wind as it flows alongside the mountainside. And Wu Wen knew how to combine intelligently both the dream state and the meditation state. When Wu Wen was singing this mantra, he would not think of anything. There was no desire, there were no memories, there were no thoughts. Wu Wen did not reject them. He would study them. He would analyze them. He would comprehend those thoughts everywhere in his mind, and then he would forget them. And he chanted the mantra mentally, continuously. He had no desires. He was not caught in any reasonings. There were no thoughts in his mind that were not adequately observed and comprehended. And the singing of the mantra was never interrupted. And he came to realize that the mosquitoes and the stinging, that it didn't matter. And then something happened. He felt that his mind and his body crumbled like the four walls in a house. He had reached the state of the illuminating void. It was pure. It was perfect. Free from all considerations and attributes. He had sat down to meditate early in the morning. And he got up at sunset. Up to that moment, Wu Wen had been able to experience that illuminating void, but he still felt there was something missing. It was like he had not reached a degree of maturity in the work. There were still some thoughts in his mind that were unexpected, that somehow secretly continued to exist. Little temptations, little subconscious aspects of the self, residues that were still remain within the depths of the mind. So after this experience, he went to the mountain of Wing Chau, and he meditated there for 6 years. Then he meditated another 6 years at the mountain of Luhang, and then another 3 years in Guangxiao. And after all of these efforts and much sacrifice and suffering, Master Wu Wang achieved the ultimate illumination. Wu Wang never split himself between a superior self and an inferior self, because he knew that whether superior or inferior, those are both extremes of the same thing. Wu Wang felt himself not like like a deva or like a god, but as someone with an internal multiplicity, willing at every moment to die within. Wu Wen did not split himself between himself and his thoughts, because he knew that his thoughts and himself were one thing, and that it is necessary to remain unified to achieve perfect meditation. During meditation, Wu Wen found himself in a very integral, receptive, humble state, with his mind quiet, in silence, and without any efforts, without any tension in the mind, without any desires to being something else. Because Wu Wen knew very well that the ego, the self, is what it is, and it cannot be anything other than what it is. It was in these conditions that the 300,000 receptors of the mental body of Master Wu Wen vibrated intensely, in harmony, without effort, receiving love and wisdom. And when Wu Wen visited the meditation halls, all the other monks received a tremendous benefit because of the powerful vibrations that emanated from his luminous aura. Wu Wen already had his superior existential bodies, the solar bodies, but he still needed to eliminate the ego so that he would be able to achieve the final illumination. And he achieved that illumination after much work. Let's relax our body. Let's relax our mind. And as we focus in our breath, we mentally sing the mantra Wu. Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for this new opportunity. We give you thanks for the contribution that you share with us. We ask of you and we beg of you that you teach us how to bring this calmness of the mind, of the emotions, and of the body into our daily activities so we may become more receptive, so we may become kind, compassionate, just as you are. We ask all of this in your holy name. So be it. Now, dear friends, let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. Let's go ahead and wiggle our toes and our fingers. And with that, that has been our practice then with the mantra woo. Wow, friends, can't believe it's the third week of the year already and the week is over. So to all of you, have a good night. May all beings be happy. See you next week. Bye-bye.